From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump pledges to remove himself from his business. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted overnight that he will take himself completely out of business operations at his company in order to focus on the presidency without any conflicts of interest. The topic has been a key question since Trump's election, as his company is involved in areas across the world. In one of his tweets, the president-elect said he would reveal more about his decision in a news conference he plans to hold on December 15th. Once among his fiercest critics, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney praised U.S. President-elect Donald Trump after the two men had dinner Tuesday night, calling their discussions enlightening and interesting and engaging.
Jens Lierke.
His remarks came 9 months after Romney gave a blistering speech supporting Trump's remaining competitors in the race for the Republican Party nomination. In March, Romney said if Trump enacted his economic plans, the country would go into a prolonged recession, and that on foreign policy, Trump is very, very not smart. However, Tuesday, with Romney among those being considered for the position of Secretary of State when Trump takes office in January, Romney said he was impressed by the Trump transition effort and his cabinet choices so far. Romney, who lost the 2012 presidential election to Barack Obama, also highlighted what he called a message of inclusion and bringing people together. Earlier Tuesday, Trump had selected Georgia Representative Tom Price to lead the Department of Health and Human Services and lead the administration efforts to repeal and replace Obama's signature health care legislation. Another cabinet pick was former Labor Secretary, Department Secretary Elaine Chao, as his choice to head transportation. VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Wednesday on the recent increase in hostilities in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Britain and France called for the session, which Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin criticized as a propaganda campaign. It follows a dire prediction Tuesday from the UN envoy from Syria, Staffan de Mistura, as fighting in Aleppo continued to intensify and more civilians tried to escape. Brazil's President Michel Temer has declared 3 days of official mourning for victims of the airplane crash that killed 71 people, including most of a Brazilian soccer team. He also said Brazilian Air Force planes had been made available for relatives of the victims to travel to Colombia and for the transfer of the bodies to Brazil. A Colombian team that was scheduled to play Brazil's ill-fated team in a South American championship says it is offering the title to their rivals whose plane has crashed. Medellin-based Atlético Nacional says it's asked the South American Soccer Confederation to award the title in honor of the Brazilian team that was aboard the plane that went down. The small Brazilian team had been flying to Colombia to play Atletico in Wednesday's South American Cup Finals. Atletico Nacional says the Brazilian team, should receive the title in recognition of its great loss and as a tribute to the players who died. The latest peace deal between the Colombian government and the rebel group known as FARC is one step from approval after the country's Senate voted in favor of the agreement on Tuesday. The lower house of Congress is considering the measure today. A previous version of the agreement was struck down in a national referendum, but the revised deal signed last week in Bogota by President Juan Manuel Santos and FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño needs only to be approved by lawmakers and not the public. The 75-0 vote in the Senate came after more than 12 hours of debate among lawmakers, government officials, and victims of rebel violence. President Santos, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end the 52-year war, expressed his gratitude after the vote, saying the Senate is committed to the peace we long for. The United Nations Security Council is set to vote today on new sanctions against North Korea aimed at cutting off funding for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The session is expected to include remarks from U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who rarely attends such sessions. Previous Security Council resolutions have demanded North Korea abandon its nuclear weapons program and not conduct any nuclear tests or launches of ballistic missiles, but North Korea has repeatedly defied them.
That's the latest world news from VOA.